MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Taylor Elementary School in Hobbs was closed for classes on Wednesday as a confirmed case of the measles had been reported. The Hobbs School District reported the person had not been on campus prior to testing on March 6, but due to the number of exposed staff, school was canceled. The number of measles cases in Lee County has risen to 32, and on Tuesday, Eddy County reported its first case of the measles, bringing the state total to 33. As of Tuesday, the number of cases in Texas has risen to 223, with 29 hospitalizations, and 156 of those cases were in Gaines County, which borders Lee County, New Mexico. And the New Mexico Healthcare Authority said certain SNAP recipients must meet federal work requirements or request an exemption to keep receiving benefits. The work requirements went into effect at the start of the year and apply to people between the ages of 18 and 54 who can physically work, do not have any dependents, and who do not qualify for any other exemption. These requirements also apply to recipients living in either Bernalillo, Santa Fe, Eddy, or Los Alamos counties. And the New Mexico Attorney General, Raul Torres, announced a lawsuit against Flawless Results LLC and its owners, alleging they defrauded hundreds of New Mexico consumers across the state for home remodeling work that was never completed. The company did work in Las Cruces, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Santa Fe, and Roswell. The lawsuit alleges that Flawless Results collected large down payments from consumers but failed to complete the contracted work, pressured consumers into financing agreements with Cross River Bank, which lacked required consumer protection disclosures, and shut down operations in late 2024 without issuing refunds, leaving customers with more than $700,000 in losses. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.